This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Hope you're having a heck of a Thursday. And listening to us, we are always in a better mood. We appreciate you being suspects.
Are we?
Of the show. If they're listening, yeah.
Oh, if they're listening, we're in a better mood.
Yeah.
I thought
normally your mood this week has been crappy. It's better today.
Well, gee, thanks, mood police.
We know this. We've said this. There's been a lot of people and other things. You even said you came in a good mood yesterday, and then people brought you out of it.
No, I came in a bad mood, and I felt like
that was
better.
2 days ago.
Oh, I don't know. I can't keep it. I'm too moody. Yeah. I'm a Gemini.
I am too.
We're moody. Oh, well, that explains.
Sure does.
Wow, that explains a lot.
Yes, it does. Mm. All right, so we were talking about congratulations to the St. Louis Blues. First ever NHL Stanley Cup championship for them, the city. I was pulling for them because they're the underdog, and it was a great story to see them win. But Doc Emmerich, and you and I were talking about this. This is a kind of a good debate to have. I think Doc Emmerich, I was going to say, is the best hockey announcer that I've ever heard, but I didn't want to limit him. I think Doc Emmerich is one hell of an announcer, period. And he did the game for NBC Sports last night. You brought up Gary Thorne. Gary Thorne, who
I love
great pipes, and he's done a variety of sports and does them very, very well.
But I won't listen to Gary. I wouldn't like Gary Thorne in baseball doesn't do it for me. Gary Thorne doing anything else doesn't do it for me. But listen, first of all, calling a hockey game might be the hard, and I tweeted this out last night, might be the hardest thing in sports media to
Absolutely.
Do. There is nonstop action. You've got to identify every player, not just offensively, but defensively, who stops it, where the puck is, which can be hard to keep
the
track
biggest
of.
Thing is the puck.
When they're up on the boards and you can barely see the puck and who's doing what, it's got to be, because baseball, you're like, here's the 3-2.
Yeah, it's all in front of you.
As outside and low.
Baseball,
and
now
you've got 10 minutes to tell a story. And in football, it's the same thing. They huddle up. There's a break in the action. Basketball is a little bit different, mm-hmm. but you only keeping up with 10 guys, five on each side. And it's spread out. And it's a
substitutions happen during stoppages in play.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No one loses a stick. And then you got to figure out who they got a stick from on the sidelines while they're in the middle of playing and everything else that goes on. I can't imagine there's anything more difficult to call than a hockey game. And for my money, listening to Gary Thorne, he makes me want to play hockey. He's that good at calling a game. When there's a shot, I mean, just the way he yells shot, just, I mean, for me, there was nothing more fun to listen to.
And I think Doc Emmerich is the same way. I feel the same way about Doc Emmerich, just simply because in listening to him in all the years, he knows when to get excited, when not to. He, like you said, he follows the puck. He definitively paints the picture as if you couldn't see the action, because in a lot of cases you're looking like, where did it go? Where is the puck? The other night when the puck got stuck in the goalie's jersey, the back of his jersey, and just his descriptions. But I put F yeah on the rundown for a reason. Doc Emmerich had to let people know that they turned the microphones off around the rink last night, because everyone, and I mean everyone for the Blues, when they grabbed the trophy or when the cameras were on them, dropped an F yeah.
Really?
And it was at the top of their lungs. And he finally was like, you know what? We are going to turn off the on-ice mics for the start. And we apologize to everybody again. So then, like, SVP on SportsCenter started making fun of it. And he's like, I think they set the record for the most F-bombs dropped in a victory celebration. And they go to Steve Levy and Barry Melrose, who are interviewing the goaltender for the Blues that just won it. And first of all, he's young. It's a hell of a story. He was the four-string goaltender, and he was in the minor leagues for most of the year. They brought him up. He became the hot goaltender. He took him to the cup. Mm-hmm. Fantastic story. But every answer, every question they gave him in terms of, talk about your journey, tell you this, I'm just talking about the fact that we've got a great bunch of guys in that locker room, and together we came together to win a cup, and that's what we did, and that's what I want to talk about and celebrate. And then they were like, so what about the fact that tonight, early on, there was a lot of shots on goal. Well, we got a great bunch of guys, and I just want to talk about the fact that these guys were the guys that came together as a team.
He's a smart kid.
Right,
he knows what he's doing.
But then they said, let's
Credit
talk about,
to all
can,
them.
Can you talk about your journey coming from Force? And he goes, F it. For those people that don't want to know about everything, F them. I'm just talking about that. And then they're like, well, and there you go. There's more.
He was saying
they bleeped
the actual
it out,
F-word.
But he dropped a hard F-bomb right in the middle of an ESPN interview. And I was like, well, they're going to be known as Team F, yeah, because all they've been doing was F-bombing the entire time once they won it.
Oh,
it was fantastic.
The St. Louis potty mouth.
Yep. Oh, they were just, thank God they didn't do it in all of the victory celebration, because they brought the little girl that overcame all the different medical issues, and she's a huge Blues fan. It's a great story. And once she was cleared to get out of the ICU and do things, she wanted to go to a Blues game, and the team kind of adopted her as a member of the team, and they actually had her on the ice last night to kiss the trophy.
Oh, that's cool.
It was just, I retweeted it. It was amazing. And again, for so many reasons, it's a great story to see the Blues, the underdogs, win, but they will be forever known as Team F, yeah.
Team F, yeah.
Yeah.
Salvino Gonzalez said, Barry, what's the over-under on people complaining about you guys talking hockey? Oh, I hope so. Send in so I can block them.
That's fine.
Please send in that hate so I can block you if you're complaining that we spent
It's the Stanley freaking Cup. It's not Wednesday night in the NHL. It's something that you talk about because we talk about all sports. We talked about women's soccer yesterday.
Yeah.
When it's pertinent, we'll talk about it.
Exactly. Can we give a special extra super duper shout out to Crystal Collins?
Always.
Happy birthday, Crystal.
Oh, happy birthday, Crystal is right. And happy birthday, Juggalo Trey.
I was about to say, I think today is Juggalo Trey's birthday as well.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday to two fantastic people. Crystal is awesome, and we love her, and she's a down and day one loyal
no
suspect.
No doubt. Yep.
And Trey, obviously, is Trey, and we love Trey as well. So.
No,
we do love him. And I'm not his dad. We'll go ahead and switch. That's my birthday present.
Oasis.
That's my birthday present to Trey, is I'll Nick, no longer allow people to say that I'm your daddy, Trey.
For my birthday, Nick, will you play Oasis? Both have very poor taste in football teams, but other than that, they're both great
totally
people.
Agree. Both Cowboys fans, but we won't hold that against them. Phil the Pool Man texted us when we were talking about Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah.
He said, hey guys, I had a run-in with Jehovah's Witnesses about 12 years ago. I invited them in and then blazed up a fatty.
Oh.
I've not seen a Jehovah's Witness since. You think that there's like a Jehovah's Witness like gossip thing?
I was going to say word
like
travels.
Like a Facebook group where they're like, don't go to that house. Phil the Pool Man, he gets high. And then I got a contact buzz. And now I don't think Jesus loves me anymore. I wonder if that's like a whole thing. Like, now, oh, Bobby, you're going to hell. You got high. I didn't get high. Like, that guy got high. And then I got high. And I couldn't even ride my bike. I just left it at his house because I was so high.
You think they get together during their church?
By the way, your tie looks stupid. We all wear the same tie, Bob. Okay? We all have the same white shirt and tie.
That's true.
What do you mean my tie looks stupid? We're wearing the same outfit.
Their
We're wearing the Jehovah's
like
Witness uniform.
Last half a day. Do you think at the end of it they give the addresses of like houses to not knock on the door anymore?
I wonder if there's ever been a case where a Jehovah's Witness has actually accidentally gone to a Jehovah's Witness house. Is this like, you know, is there like some weird thing that happened?
I don't know. But all I know is like growing up with one of my buddies being a Jehovah, and it was weird. He and his mom were, his dad wasn't.
Oh, that is
But
weird.
We knew.
That's a dad that's like, you ain't.
Because you know how the neighborhood is. We want to get games going. We want to play hoops or football or whatever.
Right.
We need all the players. And we're like, well, we know that Tuesday nights, Thursday nights, and all day Saturday, no Marty.
Oh, Marty sounds like a Jehovah's Witness.
Tuesday and Thursday were door-to-door nights, and Saturday was the in-service day where they had to end the services. We were like, he's out.
Really?
That sucked, but it was true, yeah.
Damn. Was Marty weird?
No, not at all.
He was just a normal dude.
Great dude. Yeah, and just...
Did he ever try to talk to you about Jesus?
My mom, like I said, engaged in lots of deep conversation with him. Just
with
to
Marty?
Just pick his brain, and what do you think?
So he didn't come to the house...
Thinking?
Was it one of those things where if he came to your house to like just like, you know, to come get you to go play ball or whatever, but he would knock on the door and your dad would be like, oh, God, he's here.
No.
Not again.
That was the thing.
Don't answer the door. Everybody get out and turn the lights off.
You're
like, Dad, that's my friend.
I think like
he just wants to play ball.
I don't know if it was premeditated by the church or by them, but they never used our neighborhood to canvas.
Oh, really?
I think that, and maybe they did that. Maybe they say, because everybody knows you in the community or you have so many friends in the community, maybe you go out to this suburb and someone from there comes here and
either
whatever.
That or you guys, they just knew you guys weren't worth saving.
Well, it's also a possibility.
Just like, this is a lost cause. The blank house, lost cause. Yeah, well, they're not.
It's
they're
a genuine possibility. And if you listen to if the windows were open in the summer, in the spring or summer, and my dad was watching sports, yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you were going to hear some things you didn't want to hear.
Hey, Barry, does the Get Upside app extend to Beaumont? I'm not sure. I haven't been in Beaumont to try it. That would be interesting to see. And then someone said, I just downloaded GetUpside. Let's get this bread. Go get it.
Big money. When you're next time you're in the Big Money B.
Big Money B. Oh, that's right. That is Big Money B.
B-Town. Oh,
somebody said Jehovah's Witnesses don't wear the white shirts and ties. Those are Mormons. Look, I don't know. Okay.
But they can sing.
The what?
The Mormons can sing.
What does that mean?
They got the Tabernacle Choir.
Oh, my God. That was so random.
So they should just go caroling during the holidays. That was People very would random. Accept them more. All right, so we've got the hockey talk out of the way.
Yes.
Lots of other things that we can get Basketball to between now and the top of the hour when the Blitz will take over with Jermaine Every filling in for Fred. But if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, why don't you join us? 713-780-3776. Text that number, call that number, or, of course, hit us up on Twitter. And we'll be happy to oblige in most cases. So we'll be back with a whole lot more in the final hour of the show. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All right, rolling through the final hour of the show on a Thursday, Barry's last day with us because Barry Dick Darnold is heading to the Blitz tomorrow, which means Nick is in for Barry and he's ecstatic.
Why do I got to be dubbed that, man?
What?
I didn't make the decision either.
Well, I didn't dub you anything. I said it means you're in for Barry.
Okay.
I didn't call you any names.
I know.
It's Barry Dick. Not
hey,
Nicky Dick.
Can I just remind people this weekend, Joke Joint is closing its doors, and I'm closing out the last show. It starts at 10:30. There's two shows, I think, running simultaneously, because when they move, they have two showrooms. So you can catch my show or you can catch the other show, either one, but get to the Joke Joint. Online at jokejointcomedyshowcase.com, you can get tickets for $10.
Okay.
But I saw in a post that they said, just show up. No one's going to be turned away. It's basically pay what you want or pay what you can at the door. If you just want to give $5, you can just give $5 and get the show. If you want to go in for free, you can go in for free. If you want to, you know, give $20 or $50, whatever it is, no one's getting turned away. They got to sell all the alcohol, so get in there and get your drink on and come catch the show and have some fun.
It's a really cool thing for you to be the last performer at that place. And as you've mentioned and highlighted even this week about it being your home club, Suspects need to get out to support.
Yeah, man.
Show some love and close that place out the right way.
And then going forward, please support the two clubs that do exist, the Secret Group and the Houston Improv. We don't need them shutting down also. Even though neither one of them work me very much, I wouldn't want to see them closed. So the Secret Group does some great things. Go support them. And the Houston Improv obviously brings in some class acts and some A-room, not celebrities, but comedians.
Here's what
I want. So go support both of them.
You guys know how I like to prod the suspects from time to time to take action.
Uh-oh. Now what are you up to?
Here's what I want from the suspects. But I want to set the record straight from the get-go with a prerequisite, which is you have to be on your best behavior.
Uh-oh.
You cannot lash out, and you cannot tell anybody where you got the idea.
What are you doing?
What I want the suspects to do is I want the suspects to reach out to the improv.
Oh,
and
no,
I want them to highly suggest a comedian that they have seen named Barry Laminack.
Don't do this
to me. And suggest that he should be a part of their regular rotation.
Well, I appreciate this.
It has nothing to do with you, Barry.
This
but if
go
the suspects
badly. Please
say
don't.
That they are a fan of yours and they encourage the improv to get you over there, you'd love to see. And even mention, hey, I've seen Barry several times, and now with the Joke Joint closing, I'm telling you right now, we want to see more of Barry. If you guys would do this, the improv would be a great spot for him. And I think the suspects can pull that off without using cuss bombs, making threats, or doing things the wrong
They're
way.
They're proactive on Twitter,
yes.
Improv. So
get after
they
it,
might
people.
Have to give the people what they want.
I feel like this is a bad idea.
Chief,
it's a good idea.
I'm talking to you,
I'm
Chief.
I'm not on board
El
with
Jefe,
this.
El Jefe, get going.
I just want to
you
point out.
You have nothing
out,
to do with it.
If this backfires, oh. This
you have nothing to do with
me
it.
Watch me be barred.
Well, it's not like they've been knocking down your door a Jehovah's Witness.
That's
so
true.
Let's see if we can get the suspects to act above board and take action in a positive way.
I work a couple Thursdays a month sometimes, so
Sometimes. Let's see if we can get more consistency.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like this could go awfully bad, but I do appreciate the cinema.
Yeah, I would like to see that happen because you bust your ass in this profession and it's not your fault that the club's closing, so let's keep you working.
Hey, by the way, a couple of folks have said, the question came up is Get Upside in Beaumont, and several people, Aaron Pope and Buddy Terrell and several others have said absolutely it is, and they use it. So Get Upside is in the Beaumont area if you are interested. So download it. Can we talk about this trend real quick? This really bothered me. I saw this a while back, and then someone tagged me on another one. I think it was Gary. What is the deal with people kicking cats and punting
them? Dude, I don't know. But
what is the deal with that? I seen it on Facebook.
So a while back, some guy was like petting a cat and pretending like it was its friend, and then he just kicked the crap out of it, and the cat went flying. And then I get tagged on another one where this guy is holding up a cat. It was Gary Cooper who tagged me. He's like, what is the deal with this? Now this one, I retweeted it because it's awful, but I feel like this one might have been faked. I don't think the cat would fly
the one you showed me
over the fence.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I don't know if the cat would fly that far, but it still is a disturbing trend. Why has this become a thing where people trick cats into being, you know, letting their guard down or whatever, or getting close to them, and then kicking them? It's the most asinine, idiotic, cruel thing that
I'm with
I've
you 100%.
Seen in a long time.
And AJ,
what's the point?
AJ had also put that out there, and he put it out there with someone doing something to a cat, and I think he may have gotten the video from you, but he essentially said, "Look, all bets are off. If I see a guy doing that to an animal, you know, that dude deserves to be." Get the crap beat out of him, and I'm totally with him. Why would you do that?
You may not be a cat person, and that's fine, but that animal did nothing to you. What kind of sick, sadistic, serial killer mentality do you have that you think it's funny to kick an animal like that? I just don't understand that.
I mean, if you're a child,
and it's a trend now.
If you're a child, you got to educate them. You know, you got to let them know you can't do things like that. But if you're a grown-ass man, like, God. I didn't realize there was a trend. I know in high school kid, I just looked at a video from a high school kid in Kansas City, and he did it in the middle of a football field.
What?
And that cat just went flipping. But that was in 2018.
So, I don't understand that. And how is someone, there's another piece of garbage that's filming it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, if we're hanging out and I see you, one of you guys over there, and you're messing with a cat, and you're like, come here, kitty, kitty, kitty. And then you kick it, I'm recording it, I'm stopping the video and trying to beat your ass. Like, what are you gaining from this?
Yeah.
What is to be gained from that? Look, I made this funny. Go be more creative than that. That cat did nothing.
Absolutely right. Go it kick can't a, defend go. Itself to the with the yeah. side with on a human being.
Go kick a bear, you Virginia. Like, what if you want to do so? You want to be a badass? Go kick something that'll fight back and whip your sorry ass. Like, why are you kicking this little cat or a dog or whatever? Yeah. What?
Nothing.
Did you just say kick to me? Kick me?
Yeah.
I mean, Nick did it.
Yeah. I mean, don't kick me. Don't kick me.
Yeah, it's not cool, man. I've actually as a kid, I remember seeing it in person once, but I was like probably 6 or 7 years old. I have not seen it since. I would not stand for it.
I don't understand why they.
So what would Lisa do, Joel? Would she like cut somebody?
Oh my God,
woo, baby!
If she saw this video, she would nuts. Lose her mind.
Does she have like a knife, like a pocket knife that's ready to go when someone messes with an animal?
I just know that don't mess with a woman scorned, and if she saw that, she wouldn't need a pocket knife. She could do some damage. Yeah, that's just not acceptable behavior. I'm totally with you on that.
Oh, yeah. All right. I just had to get that because I saw that tweet and it just infuriates me every time I see it. And it's not just because it's cats.
And it's not just cats. I was going to say dogs. Anyway, look, the dog that we adopted that ended up, we had to get the money raised for an amputation. And then we found out that the owner, it was inflicted by the owner, the leg. He lost his eye. His tail was broken 6 times. His leg wouldn't generate more growth because it had been broken so many times. And it's like, the only reason why the people didn't want to report him from the agencies that helped the dogs is because he had more dogs in there and they were afraid that he would actually hurt them too. Since then, they've been able to get a lot of the dogs away. But they said the main reason that he did it was because it wasn't a female and he couldn't breed the dog for puppies.
So you break their leg.
Yeah, kicked it until the leg wouldn't grow back anymore.
That makes sense.
It's just ridiculous what goes through some people's minds. So
somebody asked Barry, will you be performing at the Secret Group soon? Like I said, they don't really use me a lot. But it's and again, this is how comedy works. Like the Joke Joint was my home club. I worked there all the time.
Right.
There's nepotism in comedy, just like there's nepotism in everything, in every walk of life. And so, you know, the Joke Joint is the club that showed me the most favor, that gave me the most opportunity. The Secret Group has a circle of comics that they use, that they show favors to and give them opportunities, and I don't begrudge that. And the Houston Improv is the same way. They have
but
a circle of comedians
that
they use.
Like, if they know you are the Joke Joint guy.
Let's just say a lot of the Secret Group comics probably aren't big fans of mine.
Really?
Yeah, and
but
that's okay.
But the place itself, like, so say the Improv. Do they have any, like, because you've been a guy that's been at the Joke Joint, that they don't want you also at the Improv?
No, we're lucky in that regard. Some cities, it's like that. Some cities, if you work the Improvs, you don't get to work the other clubs.
Yeah, the politics
and vice versa.
Involved.
Here, everyone, you got to give credit where credit is due. All three clubs I've worked several times within the calendar year. Like Zaya Devji is a comic that books me for his shows at the Secret Group on occasion, and you know, Andy is I'm working with him, and Alan Adams at the both of them book me at the Improv when they do shows. And so yeah, there's times when there's, you know, I'll work all three clubs. They don't care about that. They just if they bring in big acts, they're going to use their friends first before they use a comic like me, and that's just the business. I get that. It doesn't hurt my feelings.
Okay, there you go. A little insight there. Yeah. You know what to do, suspects. All right, we've got a half hour on the clock. Don't go anywhere. It is the final 30 minutes of The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to The Usual Suspects. It is Joel, Barry, and Nick. We've got 30 minutes left on the clock, and then the blitz takes over, and it is no Fred today, or this week, as a matter of fact. Fred's in Vegas. So be AJ Hoffman and Jermaine Every on the blitz, taking you until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, no, we've got burgers and beer in the parking lot here at the station, 5353 West Alabama. Get up here ASAP. I haven't seen the line yet. Some people are asking, is the line long? I have no idea. We're up here doing a show. We don't get to go downstairs and look at the parking lot line, but I imagine it's going to be building, so get here ASAP, 5353 West Alabama.
Our one window doesn't give us that view.
Yeah, we don't get that. If you want to get in touch with the show, 713-780-3776. That's the number, 713-780-3776. You can call or text us. And then on Twitter, it's at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at the producer Nick, and at Barry is funny.
You think there's like a back door that we can
sneak in
and have access to?
Yeah. Whoa, that's on YouTube.
For burgers, yeah. I'll get to the back door.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I said it.
Do anything to put that meat in your mouth.
I don't know if we get preferential treatment. Steven Usyk was like, hey, are y'all hanging out? And I was like, I'm beating this traffic, player. I'm out.
I want to beat the traffic, but I want to see if I can sneak my way.
AJ's tight. Those are his boys. The car
grab box. A burger.
Have him make some arrangements for you.
My fat ass can enjoy it in the car.
Oh, you don't eat on the way home?
Your car's going to smell like it.
I don't care.
You don't eat in the car?
I eat in the car all the time.
You're crazy.
I shave my ear hair.
What's the point of a drive-thru?
Yeah. Yeah, you groom yourself in the car.
I do. Not full-blown shaving.
You pluck your nose hairs in the car.
No, I do not. I have a trimmer.
Same nose thing. Hair trimmer.
No, not for nose hair.
They
for
still
ear
fly
hair
out everywhere.
You don't know that.
What do you got? Like
you take a wet napkin.
You
when
got
you're
like
done
a Flobee for your nose hair.
Let's get this back. Beck wants enough to talk about your kicking cats trend. Let's see what Beck's
it's not
going
my trend, Joel.
No, that you spoke about.
Okay.
Beck, like, what's up?
A minute. Don't pin that on me.
Hey guys, like the show. I just heard. I was driving by and heard you about talking about this people kicking cats. The other thing that I was thinking that was very similar to this was people sucker punching like elderly people or like young small people or something like that. Every time you see a video of somebody just punching somebody standing that's unsuspecting and they get hit in the face, and they're usually somebody like those cats, kind of like the type of person that would not chase you back or try to hit you back, you know.
So yeah.
I think this is kind of a sick trend, too.
It really is,
Beck. It is a trend. It's common. Yeah. It's super common.
One of the drawbacks of going viral in an internet age is that sometimes idiots think that they have an idea to go viral. And like you said, like punching people. I think it was old people, right?
You punched old people. He said old people and small people and things like that. But did you see that happen after game five? And this has happened before.
No.
Where someone's filming while a Warriors fan is walking down the street in Toronto and he gets sucker punched from behind, not once, but twice. He gets up from the first one and starts walking, and someone gets him again. And now Canadians are losing their mind like this was all set up. This wasn't anything that's indicative of who the fans of Canada are, because they're already trying to dispel that they're bad fans for cheering when KD went down. But that's a big viral video that's going on now, too.
I expect sports fans to do that, but we're talking about random cases where old people are just walking down the street and they're getting punched. Oh.
Did you guys see the one they finally got the guy? At this new HEB in Montrose. And this elderly lady with her daughter. Her daughter's pushing the cart and she's walking behind her and going out the main doors of HEB. And there is a guy sitting there waiting. He gets up, he punches the elderly lady in the side of the head and just walks off.
I just don't understand that.
I don't get it either.
And are there people around that are watching this?
Yeah, that's what I was saying too. When Lisa and I were talking about this, I go, how's that guy still on the street? And how is this person or that person on the video that were going into the store not standing up and going, whoa, no, and I tackled the guy.
Yeah.
That's a trend. I know the drive-thru thing was a trend where you get your drink from the drive-thru and then they like throw it back at the person at the register through the window. I've seen that.
I never saw that.
I've seen that. Man.
The crazy one to me was kids were doing this thing where they would just say shocking stuff with their parents and film it. So like they would just start cussing. Like this one kid was, his mom was like washing dishes or making dinner. He's like, yeah, mom, I'm going to bleep this chicken the bleep and then bleep, bleep, bleep. And she's like, boy, don't talk like that. And he's like, whatever, bitch. And like, she's like, uh-uh. And she's like, and he's filming the whole thing. So this whole being disrespectful to your parents was a viral thing.
Yeah.
It's like, God, kids are so dumb.
They are.
Like, you literally would disrespect your mom like that just to get a few likes?
15 seconds of fame. And
I mean, there was one where they were like, filming their grandfather.
We sound so old right now, by the way.
Yeah. But there was one they're like, filming their grandfather, and he just was struggling to get out of the gate of the parking lot, and he had to, like, push a button. And she knew what was wrong, or he knew what was wrong, but he wouldn't help the grandfather. So he just kept rolling tape, and then somebody pulled up behind and started honking, and he just kept laughing. It was pretty funny.
Well, and that's a little bit different, but that's not
that bad.
That's not being mean to someone just for the sake of going viral. That's just your grandfather's kind of a dumbass, and you're getting it on film.
Old.
I would record that. I would probably, I ain't gonna lie. My grandpa.
I'm saying that's okay. That's tolerable. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This whole I don't know, punching people for no reason. Please.
I'm with you. And the lady, she had hearing aids, and it broke the one hearing aid. Jeez. Some guy, great citizen, stepped up and got her a brand new hearing aid.
Because those are not cheap at all.
No, they're not. And she obviously couldn't afford it, and they took care of her. But at the same time, it's like, where are the people? That guy was nice, but where were the people that, like he stepped up? Where are the other people to step up and tackle this guy and go, you're not getting away with that? That's just terrible.
Somebody said, it was Mandy. She's like, I've actually gotten to listen today, so it's good to be back. I've missed y'all. Well, I don't know where Mandy went, but I'm glad she's back.
Where were you? Where'd you leave?
Yeah, welcome back, Mandy.
And can we get some explanation?
Somebody wanted to know if I've ever worked with Kua Genty, who is a local comedian, and yes, I have. I probably worked with most.
I was going to say, who haven't you worked
comedians
with
comedians at least once? We all. It's a pretty tight knit community, and there's only so many comics to go around. I mean, some of the newer ones I haven't worked with. But yeah, Koo's been around for a very long time. In fact, when I first started, Koo was already here. He came from Memphis. So yeah, we have worked together.
Not cool. I mean, not cool, but cool. You know what I'm saying? I just want to clarify that. Kind of like Barry Dicked.
Arnold.
Right. Do we want to?
Oh, yeah. We have plenty of time. Oh.
We did.
Well, there you go. We're
going, Fisher, and you're gone.
We had plenty of time.
So there was that. Did I tell you guys the disturbing news that my college baseball coach passed away?
No.
No.
Yeah. It was weird. You know, running the last couple times, I was thinking about the fact that I hadn't talked to him in quite a while. And I was like, I wonder if he's okay. Because he was older, obviously, when I was in college. And I was like, I hadn't heard from him or about him in a while. And I was like, I need to call him or find out what's going on with him. And I checked in my inbox in my email. And I had gotten a Facebook message from my shortstop in college's wife. And she tagged me and one of our trainers and our center fielder. And I just went, oh, no. Oh, and I opened it up. Good. And sure enough, I mean, and I told people, you know, he was the guy that found a spot for me to play college baseball when my whole world was turned upside down when my dad had 5 bypass heart surgery. And he wasn't the most in-depth baseball coach in the world, but he was like a second dad and a mentor. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. He was a professor at the university. So he touched so many people's lives in a positive way that I was just like, man, that's a tough one to take when you're not expecting it, because you're like, you know, you think back and then go, where would I have been without him getting me there and giving me the opportunity? And I remember so many conversations like at practice or like I'm warming up in the bullpen and I had stuff going on with either studies or a girl or something like that. And he would just pull up a chair next to the mound and go, while you're throwing, just let's talk about it. And,
oh, wow.
And guide me. Through
some things. Great.
So it kind of, hit me a little bit.
It's but, like
yeah,
a second dad.
Yeah. So props to Pat Trokin was his name. We called him Troke, but R.I.P. Troke. He was a great dude. So
that's a tough one to hear.
That one was tough for me to handle, and there was a lot of nice messages. And obviously, it's not the way you want to get reconnected with some of your ex teammates. But we all kind of reached out and said, "Man, those were some good times." And he was a good dude. So
yeah,
wanted to get that
R.I.P.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Okay, so aside from that, we covered the Texans, we covered the Rockets, we covered hockey.
Did you see that the amount of money that's being suggested that was offered to Big Poppy's the shooter and everybody involved?
8,000 total? Less than that?
I saw 7.2K, but whether it was total or per person, it's still a ridiculously low amount to try to murder someone.
I'm not suggesting
that there's a good amount to be paid. I just want to point that out. I'm not going like, oh, well, if it was a million, then you're like, okay. I'm just saying, man, that's not a lot of money to us, but maybe in the Dominican Republic, it is a lot of money. I don't know. But that just seems like for a man's life, $8,000 is all Big Poppy's life is worth to anybody.
And the thing is how many people were involved, and the fact that they think that it all went down on a side street close to the bar that he was at right before it happened. They got 6 people detained, according to the ESPN report. They are still looking for 2 to 3. They're trying to find out if the guy that drove the shooter to
the taxi
the club
guy
was just a taxi guy, or was he part of it? But from what they can decipher from what they've gotten already, the 6 people and maybe up to 8, we're going to split $1,000 a piece.
Oh, my God. So it was total.
Yeah, total.
Jeez. That's awful.
Yeah, and now a lot of the players from the Dominican Republic are stepping up, too, going, this is just not acceptable. And, you know, regardless of what the money was or anything like that, it's just a horrible look for the DR.
That's 368,000 Dominican pesos.
Which translated
7,200 bucks.
Yeah, the ESPN article said 7,800 to carry out the shooting.
Oh, 7,800. Okay, so that's a little bit more, but I just don't know how much, you know, how far. So 7,800 is 399,000. I don't know how far that takes you in the Dominican Republic, but I imagine it's some money.
They said there's still 4 at large that are suspects in the case, including Luis Alfredo Rivas Clace, aka the Surgeon, as well as a woman known as the Venezuelan or Red, and 2 other men, prosecutors said in a statement that they are still trying to find. So there could be up to 12 people involved in all this for the minimal fee. $7,800 bucks is what they were all.
That's just ridiculous. I don't know. That's like Drake's song where he's like, 50,000 on my neck is disrespect. If I'm Poppy, I'm like, bitch, I'm worth more than 8K. Like, come on. That's just disrespectful. And, you know, the rumors, I still don't know if there's been any corroboration of it, but the rumors are is that he was sleeping with a drug lord's wife or girlfriend, and that he was warned to stop, and then he didn't stop. But his wife is now out and talking about, you know, his recovery and everything. And
Instagramming pictures of the family. And
yeah, and the thing is even – even if he was having an affair, one, it's I would be the last person to want to have an affair with a drug lord's significant other.
Right.
But that doesn't warrant death. Like, you rough a guy up. That's what drug lords do. I guess what drug lords do is have people killed. But damn, that's I don't know. As a drug lord, I think I'd be like, you know what, I'll just find another chick. Like, I'm not, I wouldn't want some.
Unfortunately, it's obviously handled differently in those circles. But how do you not like that?
Hold her accountable for her loyalty?
I agree with that too. But at the same time, you don't want to know, you fear what their punishment for her is, was, or will be. And who knows if she hasn't already been punished.
Somebody needs to check on her.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
If they're gonna try to kill Big Poppy in the middle of the street.
And the only point I'll make,
somebody needs to check on this lady,
is the point I made before too about execution. If they were serious about executing it, making sure, then they wouldn't have shot him where they shot him. Maybe they were.
You ever shot a gun?
I haven't.
So it's in the heat of the moment when even at the range, when you first start shooting, there's some nervousness that goes on because you're handling a weapon that you know, if handled incorrectly, could kill someone. Mm-hmm. And there's all these, so you get nerves and you'd be surprised. You could stand like from, you know, 10 feet away, 10 yards away, and you'd be surprised how wild.
But if you watch the video, this guy had nothing between him and Poppy where he could have just kept walking. He could have put it behind his head.
I'm just telling you from experience. It's not that,
obviously, it's a fair point.
It's accuracy in a moment like that is difficult. That's why people train for years and years and years to be accurate. And like my brother-in-law is a cop, and he'll tell you, like, they've gone through training and they've asked police officers that have been involved in shootings, how many times did you shoot at the suspect? And they'll be like, twice. They'll be like, no, you shot 17 times. There's just all this stuff that goes on in that moment that you don't think about. So I'm not gonna.
That's definitely something to take into consideration, because every time I watch that video and I see all this, I'm like, maybe they were more trying to send a message than any. But yeah, regardless, it was awful. So all right, we got one segment to go on the show. We're gonna take you till 4. Blitz is gonna take you till 7. Before we turn it over to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing. I've been telling you about Fitz for a long time, and it's with good reason, because they are good people doing great things with quality products to help you fix your roof, whether you want to put a new roof on your house or fix a leak or something you've got going on otherwise. All you got to do is get in touch with Fitz. Call them 832-521-3001 or log on to fitzroofing.com. Either way, they do a free, no-obligation inspection, tell you what they can do for you, and then they wait for you to call them if you want them to go through and do the work. They use high-quality products, as I mentioned, like CertainTeed shingles, which are the best in the business, so much so that they are a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company, and only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States meet that criteria to get that elite status. They got it. You need it. You go to Fitz. Their base warranty is longer than your average roofer, because they're going to take care of you. They're Houston people wanting to take care of Houstonians and the surrounding communities, and they also have their Fitz for Families program. They give back to the people in the community with 10% of their profits going into the Fitz for Families program, in which they use the money to help the people who have roofing needs but can't financially find the means to pay for them. It's a fantastic company, folks, I'm telling you. A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor. Why would you go anywhere else? Call them, 832-521-3001. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
Of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. Jermaine's already in the building, so we know Jermaine every... We'll be filling in for Fred today on the Blitz.
3¾ in the books, 1/4 to go.
However you may position it, sir, that would be accurate as well.
I would like if you did it every quarter.
Isn't it 2¾?
Hmm.
Math class is at 4:01 p.m.
Listen, we all know what our strong suits are.
Do we?
Well, math is obviously not.
No.
Fractions? Not.
Won't touch them. Don't want nothing to do with fractions.
Fractions are... Hate
But you'll go to the back door for a burger, but you ain't touching fractions,
why not?
Pal.
Who wouldn't go to the back door for a burger?
You would think I would know how to divide up pie. Nope. Screwed that all up.
That's, you know how we like to give follow-ups to stories we've talked about on with the suspects on the show?
You're pregnant.
No.
Okay, what?
Nice try. Justin Bieber has come out Wednesday saying he was just playing around and kidding when he challenged Tom Cruise to a mixed martial arts fight earlier this week.
Meow.
He said it was just a random tweet. I do that stuff sometimes. I think he'd probably whoop my ass in a fight.
Damn right he would.
He's got that dad strength.
Oh, that's funny.
That is funny because people were, that's the exact thing people were saying was that he had dad strength. He had old man strength.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm still sticking by. Bieber's faster, taller, got the reach. He would have to come up
and
wait.
So the dude himself is basically saying he'd get his ass kicked, but you're backing him.
Yeah, I still got Bieber.
Well,
he's
he got
humble.
A lot of hate. He's got
humbling
a lot of hate.
Himself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he got so much hate, so he wanted to, you know, big up to Tom Cruise.
Okay. I don't know where you are on this one then, but this report came out earlier this week where shockingly, in Florida, a woman squeezed her boyfriend's grapes until they bled.
Wait a minute.
That's and she was girlfriend. Arrested.
Hold Good. On. So a woman...
Hopefully she didn't make Bond.
A woman squeezed her boyfriend's testicles.
She was arrested last week on allegations she squeezed her boyfriend's testicles until they bled. The incident, June 4th. Outside of Orlando, authorities respond to a call from a man who said his live-in girlfriend had assaulted him. The report said the woman had become enraged during an argument, and the alleged victim, who was not identified, reportedly told officers that she struck him with her fist and scratched the left side of his face, and then furthermore got into the fact that when they asked him what had happened, if there was anything else, the man reportedly told officers she grabbed him by his...
testicles, you can
and
say it.
And squeezed them until they bled.
Probably, I'm assuming he cheated. Otherwise, she's...
I was going to say, one, it's time to find a new girlfriend.
Yeah. Live in, especially. Because if you're sleeping, think about that. If you weren't resisting.
Yeah, she'll go, what was it? John
Bobbitt.
Lorena Bobbitt.
Because he said he told officers after that she choked him until he couldn't breathe, but he managed to wrestle her away and call police.
Now, see?
Yeah.
Now,
and she's not a big girl.
Hold on. She looks mean AF.
She does look mean.
She looks mean AF, for real. How do you let a girl grab a hold of your testicles for that long to squeeze until they bleed? I feel like that's not an instant thing. Like, you've got to really have them.
Oh, I think it's
so you're
possible.
Saying whether or not you would hit a woman who hit your kid, you better do something if she's squeezing your grapes.
I'm saying, look.
She might get punched in the
throat.
Let
me give you a scenario. Nora and I are arguing, and she grabs my testicles.
And just wants to make up.
And starts squeezing.
Oh, well, she wants to make up.
She's already choked me. She's already scratched me. She's already done all those things. Once she grabs, I might have to touch that tempo one time. Just to get her off me. It's not an offensive move. It's a defensive mechanism. I may just one time.
Touch boop, that tempo.
Just one little, like, hey.
Like, which hand's the weaker jab?
Hey, I might get a little.
Your left hand the weaker jab?
Just get, you know.
Quick left jab.
Dude, it's the testicles. You're not.
You know how long
it takes to make them bleed? I'm guessing it's not, like I said, an instant 3 seconds, 2 seconds. That's 30
outwardly
seconds.
Outwardly or inwardly? Like, are you seeing, like, them turning a color, or are they literally outwardly bleeding is one question. But here's where it gets more psychotic.
I'm guessing it takes 30 seconds to a minute to make that happen.
At least.
So you're just sitting there going, I'm not going to hit a woman. You better hit a woman or your testicles are going to bleed.
And here's the thing that makes this all
what?
So much more psychotic. In the back of the patrol car, she reportedly asked to talk to the victim, so she could apologize.
No.
That ain't happening. You're psychotic.
No, you made my pills bleed. You're not. There's no apologizing for that. There's no I'm sorry's. I'm sorry you made them bleed. I'm sorry we can never be together again. I can't trust you. That's crazy.
The Orlando Sun Sentinel's headline was, "She grabbed him by the private parts and squeezed until he bled," cops say.
See? Until he bled. Which means she had to sit there like, "Oh, I hate you." And he's going, "Hey, don't do that. I'm going to bleed." She's like, "I hope you do." And he's just letting her do it.
You know how you squeeze like an orange or a grapefruit until finally the skin kind of just gives way and there's some juice?
How long does that take? I don't know. I don't know. That's just, yeah, that's a little much. I don't know.
You think?
I think I'm moving on from her at that point.
I'd get her out of my house pronto.
She's psycho.
She ain't staying over another night.
No, never coming home. But you know, that's the thing, is people in toxic relationships, like, they'll be back together.
Yeah, something tells me these two, it's something one of those, like this has happened before.
Yeah, where they're just like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry."
You know I would. You know I don't want to squeeze your...
Yeah, you know what I mean. You made me do that. He's like, "You're right." No.
Oh, and here's the other scary thing. She was in the arrest. She was accused of violating her probation, so she's scheduled to appear in court June 25th.
What was she on probation
for?
They
didn't say.
That'd be so funny.
That would be interesting to find that out.
No, you're a repeat offender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to stay behind bars.
No, she went to our new vending machine. All she wanted to do was just grab some nuts.
Just a trail of bloody balls behind in this woman's past.
No, she went to Gal Media vending machine. She just wanted to grab some nuts.
I heard it.
Okay. Have a nice day, Barry.
Hey, real quick before we get out of here, I want to tell you guys about GetUpside, man. I love this app. I love that I find out it works in Beaumont. That's so great. And also, someone said they used it in Florida. I don't know the actual reach of GetUpside, but what do you have to lose? Why aren't you installing this? Like, I'm getting feedback from listeners, 20 bucks in a week. There's a guy with $300 in his account. People are using it. They're getting outstanding deals and cash back. I don't want you to miss out on this. So go download it. It's totally free. And look, when I tell you there's no catch, there's no hidden fees, there's no charges, there's nothing like that, I mean it. And that's why so many people are jumping on board with it. And I'm getting texts like, "Hey, Barry, thanks for telling me about GetUpside. This is easy money." So go put it on your phone. Put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That's going to get you extra cash back on your first fill up through the app. Somebody got 35 cents a gallon back. You could be getting that too. But if you're not using GetUpside, you're not. And you're like, "Okay, why does GetUpside exist?" Because these businesses want your business. So they offer you these cash back deals through the GetUpside app. ABC ran a story on GetUpside, ABC 13. So it's legitimate, man. Like, the news people are talking about how great this is. I want you on board because I want you to get that free money. Go put it on your phone right now. Download GetUpside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back. Thank me later. All right, that's it for us. Blitz is up next, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.